Two men collide, rival nations. It's a primitive clash, venting years of frustration. Guess what I'm trying to say is that if they can change, then you can change, and we can all change. It's time for Flats and Shanks.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of our Flats and Shanks podcast. I'm David Flatman, and I've lost 2.5 stone. Well done, me.
I'm Tom Shanklin, and I need to lose a little bit. And for once, I haven't faked tan today, and I actually look better. And it's time I realised that.
Sun's been in, mate. It's not golfing weather yet. You know what I'm like. Just
someone
tan.
Told me the other day that calling people mate on TV and podcasts is really unprofessional. I've never heard Mark Durden-Smith say mate. He's too posh to say mate.
So what you're saying is we have to start us again?
No, we're who we are, Tom.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
We're who we are.
But yeah, we will.
Can you stop going on about my weight loss, please?
I'm happy for you. It's good. It's a good thing.
I've lost 2.5 stone, our kid.
If you can't shout about like little wins like that, then
I wasn't
going to
mention
it,
but I thought I was 20 stone. I'm actually 19 stone now.
We're just here in the Cardiff Blues box. We're in actually Heineken's box, but other beers are available, aren't they?
It's not as tasty.
No,
actually, I prefer Guinness.
We're with Reese Blumberg, who's the general manager / complete operator of
Cardiff
Arms Park.
He's here. Hang on, I'll just pass the mic over so you can say hi.
Reese, is it the BT Cardiff Arms Park, or is it just Cardiff Arms Park?
Just Cardiff Arms Park.
Cardiff Arms Park. Yeah. So how have you been, Reese? All right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah? Very good.
How are the troops here?
Solid. It's been a good season this year for the Cardiff Blues. We're flying in the quarterfinal next month, and a good run into the playoffs coming up.
And you've just been out in Hong Kong, haven't you? Tell us about that.
I went over to host dinners with Joe Calzaghe.
Oops, who?
Yes.
I'll get that. I'll just pick that up, mate. I'll just...
Joe Calzaghe, so...
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. Whale Society of Hong Kong. 500 people. Really good experience.
How many wins? How many losses?
46-0 unbeaten. WBA, WBO, WBC, IBF, lineal world champion.
Does his research.
JCB World Champion. Very good, Blum. Very good. Wait, we do a bit of hosting. I'm never that good, are you?
Oh, no, I know.
That's really good.
Yeah, just make it up.
Was that part of your role here at the Blues, or were you basically, you took some annual leave to go and earn a bit of brown envelope in Hong Kong and get smashed?
I had some really positive conversations with foreign investors as well.
A couple of business cards in his pocket.
That's the game.
Justified.
So I had a couple of years working at Bath Rugby after I retired from playing, and in the end, they'd walk into my office and they'd be like, is Flats ever here? Where is he? No, he's at a dinner, he's at a lunch. On work time. Is that you now?
I hope so, yeah. It's got a month, fingers crossed.
But there's a big Welsh taffia out in Hong Kong. A lot of ex-rugby players have gone out there to either play for Hong Kong Rugby
Kowloon
Club.
Kowloon or something.
Yeah, Kowloon. Or another guy's just gone out, one of his best mates, his housemate in the one-bed flat, Mark Sparky Carter, has just gone out to be an analyst there. So there is a lot of Welsh boys out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's Tom Isaacs played for the Blues, now plays captain of Hong Kong Football Club. Scott Sneddon is the kicking coach for the senior team, and Sparky's head analyst.
Yeah, so
kicking coach for Hong Kong Football Club.
Job for the boys or what?
Yeah, hey.
Job for the boys or what?
I know.
Qualifying for the World Cup this year because Japan are hosting it, so there's one more Asian team will qualify. So this year they're taking it a bit more seriously.
Oh, there we are. Knowledge.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, not just a pretty face.
He's done his research, isn't he?
Blum's the type of guy, though, that, you know, when you go on socials and stuff, you want him on the bus because he's the singer, he's the joke teller. A lot of these jokes that I sometimes tell on these podcasts, most of them are written by me and thought of by me.
Written?
Sometimes.
All right, tell us a joke then.
A man had erectile dysfunction. He couldn't get an erection, so he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that he'd put a bit of elephant trunk in there to sort him out and make sure that it worked. So he went on a date a week later, and the girl he sat opposite was really, really exciting him. So all of a sudden, his penis came out of his pants, so went on the table, nicked the bread roll off the table, and took it back under the table. So the woman said, bloody hell, that was amazing, do it again. He said, I'd love to, but my arse is full of bread.
There we are.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Cheers, Blum.
Yeah.
Well done.
On that note.
I assumed I'd say tell us a joke and he wouldn't be able to think of one.
Yeah. It's just there, wasn't
it? He did remarkably well.
Yeah.
It's full of bread. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because obviously that's where it was storing.
No, I get it.
Okay, no.
I get it. You know, it wasn't wasted on me. I'll admit it took me half a second.
Yeah, well.
But
sometimes
it does. I'm just repositioning myself. We're in a box here at
Cardiff. Oh, yeah, so it's Blum. But Blum, you know, he's the one on the bus. Gets the party going,
he's
drinking games, knows every drinking game around. thing that, you know, he's like the type of guy that with his mates, they talk in a funny language, you know, so no one can hear him, understand him.
Yeah, I read you.
Yeah.
So I had an interesting experience.
Was it a generic experience?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
We'll talk about what we've been up to, but on Saturday, it's nice to be in Wales and feel safe, because on Saturday I was at a leisure centre in Newport watching my 8-year-old daughter take part in a cheerleading competition. And it was, I don't know how to say this without being offensive, it was quite an environment. It was quite an experience.
Really?
Yeah, you had like...
So what you're saying is you're
I was only joking about not feeling safe. Everyone was lovely, but at the end they had a... It was quite funny because it was basically this cheerleading club, and there was only one school. So in the schools category, my daughter's school won it.
Yeah.
And it was like, so it was like reading it out and it's like Western, you know, whatever it is, the pom-pom force, whatever it was, and pom-pom lightning club, here they are, you know, whatever it was. And, you know, Merthyr Tydfil Warriors or whatever it is. And then it's like...
Good name for a cheerleading school.
Prep school from Bath. it was like quite... And I'm from Maidstone, so I can say that stuff. But it was like, yeah, they are the only school here. But they won it, so because they're the only school there in their category.
You know Kev Orkane? He does...
Comedian.
Those you don't know, he's a comedian. He's an Armenian guy. He does a really good act and plays a piano or a keyboard.
Good.
Really, really good. And we did an event... Not we did. I was in an event at the Cardiff Arms Park recently in the Marquee. It was the Doddy Weir and Stay Strong for Rose event. And he's asking the crowd, he's shouting to the crowd, has anyone been on safari? And a few people are going, yeah. He goes, where'd you go? And one person shouted out, Newport!
Yeah, it was...
Funny and clean.
Yeah.
You know, clean humour, like Friends.
It's just like...
Like this, Blue Peter.
It's got nothing to do with Newport at all, because it happens everywhere. It happens in Bath, you know, just as readily as it does anywhere else, but... There's like a woman carrying twins. She's got little twins and quite a lot. She had a few kids with her, carrying her twins with a fag in her mouth, and it's like blowing smoke in the kids' faces. And you're just like, it's nothing to do with Newport, but it was the first thing I saw when I got out of the car in Newport. And I was just like, oh God, this isn't... Actually, it was really good fun. The coffee was terrible. But we went to a chicken restaurant across the road from the leisure centre afterwards.
Okay.
Kids love it in there.
Yeah.
I won't say what it was called, and it was not cheeky. There's nothing cheeky about it. It was just lunch.
Why mention the woman then if it's not Newport?
That was just something I saw that stuck with me. It's like, how can you carry your twins? Yeah. She's got both her hands are full, so she's sucking and puffing and flicking with her mouth, the whole thing.
You see that in cars as well, don't you?
Yeah, it's hotboxing your kids. Like,
I know.
Shit, man.
So we took a few people to the Italy game the weekend, generic experiences. We hired a restaurant. Pier 64. It's a steak restaurant down there, Penarth Marina. So we had an upstairs room there. Rob Jones and Michael Campagnaro from Exeter.
Good looking bloke.
Yeah, top knot the lot.
Holy moly, is that?
I mean, I was saying stuff like, you know, do you ever like get to relax, let your hair down, so to speak?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. But Bubs, my mate Bubs, was sat next to him as well, and he was calling him Michelle all the time. Oh, mate, it's not Michelle, it's Mikael.
Yeah, it's Michaeli, actually.
Yeah, but we got Mikael.
Yeah, fine.
But he said Tony Rowe calls him Michael Exeter.
Does he?
Yes. But he was really good and a great player as well. He's a good player.
He barely plays at Chiefs.
He's injured a lot, though. He's just coming back from injury. But he came and we entertained the crowd and we got the riverboat across to the game. Good game. I mean, if you want to listen to anything Six Nations chat... Yeah. Get on our Six Nations ITV podcast, Flats and Shanks.
And STV.
Yeah, and we've got loads. We've actually had a really good guest on. We had Gareth Thomas. So,
oh, man.
If you listen to this before the ITV one, stop, get on your podcast app, download the ITV one.
Yeah, honestly, I've never said so little in a pod, but I don't care. I like that. He was just fantastic.
Can you see why I fell in love with him?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'm in love with him a little bit now.
Yeah.
But it's just, from the word go, I mean, talk about animated and fun and properly Welsh. Like,
well, he does panto now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got to be. He's probably method acting
he's
again.
Behind you. That's the idea. Yeah. One of the gags. He was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Mm. And it sounds like Julian Clary is going to play Alfie in the Story of His Life movie. But more is revealed on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a few chucked in there.
Lovely. What a great guy.
So yeah, I've not really been up to much. We did the NBN event, and we're sorry about the podcast quality that came out there, but it was hard work.
Oh, it's just one of those. It was.
I mean, it wasn't hard work. It was just noisy.
We would this lunch with NBN, this Six Nations sort of podcast lunch with Jim and Goody from the Rugby Pod, and they were brilliant on the day. And Jono was there as well, and Doddy Weir. Everyone was just great. Like, it was really, really nice lunch. And we said afterwards that we would record the pod. Goody had to go because he was doing telly that night. But we were just going to do a pod with the two of us and Jim Hamilton, and he'd very, very, very good value. So it would have been great. But we had just a bit of a miscommunication. So we thought we were going to sit in a little room and record it, the three of us. So we had Shanks' laptop and his, you know, his kiddies' microphones. But actually what happened was all the guests were coming in, or 100-odd people were coming in or more.
Loads came in. Loads came in. More than we expected.
Filled the room to watch us do the pod. But of course, we didn't have any speakers linked up to the room. We were just recording it into Shanks' laptop. So it's kind of asking everyone to be quiet. So it was a bit...
calm down, everybody!
Yeah, it was fine. And like one of the girls at NBN was like texting me that night, really sorry about the podcast. I was like, well, we don't care.
No, not
fine.
At all.
Don't care at all.
We felt sorry for them because they couldn't listen
So. But we had a brilliant lunch.
But it was a really great... It's the first event I've done with NBN. It was really, really
How
impressive.
Good was Doddy Weir?
Yeah, Doddy was amazing. Doddy was so good. And to be able to... Yeah, we talked about that. And also to see Martin Johnson, who's an icon as well, and how clever, how funny, how insightful he is.
Yeah, but also people... Because Jono's obviously got a reputation for being aggressive. Big and aggressive and hard.
A little bit.
People forget, I honestly think people forget what lovely company he is.
Yes.
He's great fun. He's super chilled.
Right there with you, mate.
Yep.
What did you do at the weekend?
Well, I did the cheerleading. And then...
You watched it. You didn't do it.
I watched it.
Maybe you did.
Oh, there was this dance off at the end, boy. They got the grown-ups to dance off. The parents go and do a dance off. And I was like, surely no one's going to do that. And all these mums go out on the... There's like 10, and they whittle it down to 3 or 4 or 5, whatever. Mate, it's a kids' event, and then these mums, like full on, some of them weren't, but some of them were full on, like arses almost out, boobs almost out. They were twerking, they were spanking their own arses, and then one of them,
I'd hate that,
as one of her moves, one of her special moves when the hip hop came on, like I'm not going to too much detail, licked her hand, the palm of her hand and the inside, the
Carry
bottom
on.
Side of her fingers, and like rubbed them between her legs with her jeans on as she's grinding. I was like, this is a kid's event.
Yeah, but sometimes you just get caught up in it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when you start talking about that, I couldn't get out of my head, you in a little skirt with a little boob tube on with pom-poms. Socks pulled up to your knees.
Let's do this.
Little white shoes on.
Let's do this.
With cycling shorts.
Let's
you
do
as
this.
A cheerleader. I don't know, it'd be worse, me or you.
Me?
Well, I'm quite manly as well.
My little girl.
I smoke a pipe.
She was like, I took my younger girl to watch the older girl at school in their last rehearsal the other day after school and at Pom Club. And when we came out, my little girl said to the older one, I feel really sorry for you. Felt really sorry for you in there. Why? Because you don't get to do any of the fun stuff. You're just the base for everything. And she said, yes, that's because I'm strong like daddy. It was like heartbreaking. It's true, but it's like she's not a big unit, but she's unbelievably strong. They both are. And like... Even like the teachers are like,
pass your jeans down, well done.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but you don't necessarily want those jeans to be passed down, but they're not big girls, they're reasonably sturdy.
No,
but
I've seen them, mate.
But you watch them and it's like, they properly like lift other kids up. They're unbelievably strong. Like, and I don't know, it must be something genetic.
Mine started doing karate now.
Have they?
Yeah.
Do they like it?
They're showing me some moves and bowing and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because mine have
I mean, I'm trying
judo.
To teach him. I'm trying to teach him how to do the crane, but also, I want to teach him karate myself because I feel like I'd do a better job. Because first of all, I'd get him to wash the cars.
Yeah.
Then I get him to, paint the fence.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
the
house.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, "Oh, Dad, you know, we want to learn karate." And I say,
"Hey,
wax on, wax off, show
watch
me."
Yeah. And they'll suddenly be black belts.
And then then I'll take him down the beach and we can do the crane.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Mine started doing judo. I'm keen for that. The only problem with judo is that you get cauliflower ears doing judo.
Yeah.
And I've got one girlfriend who's got a cauliflower ear. And it's all right for her because that's like her target market.
You have girlfriends as well?
A friend who's a girl who's got a cauliflower ear.
I got you now.
But that appeals to her target market. But I don't care what my girl's target market is, but I don't think it's going to be that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. about a bit of rugby. Not a lot of rugby. To do the Anglo-Welsh stuff. It was actually two quite interesting games, semi-finals. This will be a short pod, you guys, but again, if you want the longer one and the Six Nations one, it's over on the ITV pod. But
it's for the diehard fans.
It's for the diehards. But it was interesting. So the Bath Saints game on Friday night, just rank.
Wow.
Absolutely rank.
That's probably the worst conditions I've seen a game played in.
I've been in worse than that. It's not a competition.
This
week.
March.
Right. Okay. But I have played in worse conditions than that. Do you want to hear about that?
We've talked about it.
Yeah, okay. It's just really raining.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a minging game.
It was on hot coals.
And it was about, like, it's one of those things where you've prepared all week and you've discussed tactics and game plan. And
out the window, isn't it?
Complete balls. You just survive, try and find a way to win. Bath just about managed it. A couple of guys stood out. Josh Bayliss in the back row. I really like him. He's a really good player. And Tom Ellis, he hasn't played for 10 months because his knee fell off. And first game back in the back row, and he was just melting people, carrying hard, quality.
And when it's conditions are poor like that, you know, delivery off line.
Are you filming
scrum,
me at the moment?
No. Delivery off line out off scrum isn't very good, and we saw that for the first try. Reinach goes for the dummy, gets caught up.
Yeah.
Ball pops out. Levi Davis goes over for a try. Just pressure.
Levi Davis is a.
I thought it was dirty, sorry, mate.
The winger, and Douglas is a second row, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. But I was quite impressed with Josh Lewis at 10.
Yeah, he had a really good game.
Yeah, he did, apart from the yellow card.
Yeah.
A professional foul. It was a yellow card.
It was a yellow card, but I don't. As long as you win, that doesn't block your copybook.
No,
for me.
It doesn't. And as long as you stop a team from scoring as well.
Yeah.
Which he did. But I suppose the biggest thing to come out of that was the Tamana Harrison red card.
Yeah.
Now, he does lead with the head slightly. He does dip the head. There is a tiny, tiny bit of contact. When I say contact, I mean skin, touch skin. And
Eskimo kiss.
Unfortunately, it doesn't matter. You're trying to stamp out headbutting,
the thing
obviously,
is,
out of the game.
I spoke to Paul Sampson last night. Remember Paul Sampson, ran on the wing for Wasp, Bath, Wigan, Worcester, England? I spoke to Samo last night, and he was watching his little boy Jude play football. And he was wearing a right laugh about it because he said he'll get fouled.
He's married to Chris Gallagher.
Yeah, he's married to Chris Gallagher. And he'd get fouled and he'll roll around on the floor and then he'll get up and he'll have a pop at the ref every week. And he's a little kid, so he's not swearing or using nasty language, but he is shouting at refs and he's rolling around on the floor. And Samo gets into him about it, but he's a football addict. So this is what he sees. So the point of Tiamana Harrison's red card is you cannot have young kids thinking it's all right to lead with their head as long as you don't connect too hard.
Yeah.
So he's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go. And super soft, fine. Didn't hurt Nathan Catt. But then there's a lot of chat. It's a definite red, but there's a lot of chat about Nathan Catt's appealing. And I think he's not got his hand in the air doing a Ronaldo asking
he's
for a yellow.
He's not fall to the ground, is he?
No. He has been.
He's pointed and saying he's just headbutted me.
What I know about Nathan Catt is, and I'm biased because he's my favourite.
He likes cats.
Yeah. If you did that to him in training, he will knock your teeth out. Because he's hard as he doesn't mind throwing down, and
like
he loves it, right?
Like me, yeah.
Like you. So he's a tough boy. In a game, he needs to react, and he can't do anything because he can't hit anyone because he'll get sent off and banned.
Of course.
So he's like, ref, you know, sort of thing. And that stuff happens all the time. So people go mad about that. I think no chance.
And I don't think Tamana Harrison, I don't think he'll get much of a ban for that.
No.
I mean, had he headbutted him properly, you know, you're talking maybe 6-8 weeks.
But
no.
No, I hope he doesn't get an extended ban for that. And.
But Bath through to the final. Good news for Bath.
Yeah. It's a chance to win their first piece of silverware, Tommy, since 2008. Now, who was playing then?
No way.
Who was starting at Lucid despite having a ruptured MCL?
David
played
80
minutes.
David Barnes.
Not David Barnes.
No.
David Flatman.
Flatman.
Okay. What a day.
Do you reckon they make many changes? Or do you reckon they'll take the team that beat Northampton?
The issue you've got is...
What is the issue?
I get... When you're a commentator, you know, you get accused of being biased towards everyone. I feel like if Bath pick the same team and Exeter pick the same team, Bath almost can't win that. I know rugby's a game that any team can win at whatever, but I feel like Exeter are so good, even they're not really a second team, but largely a second team.
They've just got a great squad full of great players.
Yeah, it's so good now.
Yeah.
That you think, well, you know, look at the names that played at the weekend. I think if Bath want to win... If they want to do the right thing, they pick the same team. If they want to win, I feel like they have to go full on, full metal jacket first team.
Okay. My favourite part of that game was on the 80th or so minute. I believe there's a turnover from Bath. and it gets put into the Wilson's hands to kick the ball off the field, and he properly spoons it off his shin.
A Lionel Buxis moment.
Yeah, only just goes out. But there was a moment there where you're thinking,
oh no,
God, where's that ball going? But he gets it out, so...
he spoons it off, doesn't he, somewhere.
Laugh about that now. But the second game, Exeter-Newcastle, it was a better game.
Really good game. Mm. Yeah, I went down to watch that with Matt Banahan. It was really, really good.
How was Banners?
Banners is good. Banners is good. So he did the... Because you were busy at the Millennium and Principality Stadium with the Wales-Italy game. He came and did the highlights with
me. Yeah, I've seen Bath Bites once in back and not me.
Bath Bites, he wants to watch himself. He's a dodgy geezer. I've met him a couple of times.
Have you?
Let's just say when I moved out, I didn't tell him my new address.
Is his bark harder worse than his bite?
He's a chef, actually, and he's one of those guys that's always like, oh, pop in, I'll cook you some... I've never had a mouthful of food.
He's a caterer. He's not a chef in my eyes, mate. He's a caterer. He just warm food up, mate. But Cordero, his feet for the first try.
What sort of trousers do you think he wears to a smart casual event, Cordero?
What's his favourite ice cream?
God, yeah. Mm. Yeah, God.
But
endless.
Good feet. It was a loose kick, but you look at that line and it's still, there's a lot of players there. But what happens is, I'm not quite sure who it is, but it's always a good tip for wingers for 15s. When you're running the ball back, look for your own players because often they can be a shield. And I think it's one of the extra props, just shields a Newcastle player from tackling.
That's all it takes.
Tackling Cordero. So you're running back and you're just looking for your own players, basically, because if a player's just stood there, can't do anything. You've got to get round him to make a tackle.
Use me. Run around my beautiful body.
Yeah,
use
so
me.
he was clever in that, and it's good support play by Stu Townsend on his shoulder. He could have gone himself.
Punchy Stu.
Could have gone himself, but gives it to Stu. They get closer to the posts.
Punchy Stu, right?
Sensible. Unselfish.
Stu Townsend's nickname is not Punchy Stu, but I call him Punchy Stu because... we've got a little house down in Kingsbridge in Devon.
Yeah.
And spend a bit of time down there. And Matt Powell and I actually went to the Kingsbridge nightclub, which is called like Ocean or something, a couple of months ago. And it was just horrific. Someone comes up to me and says, are you guys rugby players? I said, oh, we were. I'm still in great shape. He's not. Hence people thinking I'm still a player. And I said, no, we were. Yeah. And he goes, do you know Stu Townsend? He plays for Chiefs. Yeah. A proper handful he is. Why is that? Oh, he's always knocking people out in here.
Really?
He's only like young. He goes, yeah, he's always knocking people out. Like you look, yeah, he's one of those guys that you mess around with him or his mates and he knocks you out. He's a guy that rinsed Ollie Barkley on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. We call him Gregor in Wales. But I tell you who's impressed me all season, I've seen a lot of him, quite a lot in the Anglo-Welsh as well, is Newcastle hooker Cooper.
Oh, really good.
How well can he carry?
Really good.
Carry yeah, so
mate,
low.
You look at the state of him.
So thick,
right?
Set as well.
You look at the state of him in the flesh, like the nick on him. He is a proper unit.
Yeah, he is. Proper
like
big bloke.
Bottom half. Like you make Sam Simmons look like Steve Cram, bottom half.
Like he's just come all the way from South Africa. Probably a South African. And
he's summit.
What a carrier.
Yeah,
gives
really
him a
good
lot
play.
To go for. But, you know, they hit back with a driving maul. Yeah. Pretty decent try. Simple.
Yeah. Chiefs were good. I mean, either side could have won that. Joe Simmons had a really good second half. He scored a nice try and kicked the goal at the end.
See, Mamaz has got Simmons, right? When you look at that,
yeah,
like positionally, perfect. Positionally perfect. He's not straight on him. He's inside shoulder. But what he does, as soon as that ball goes to Simmons, he runs sideways and just opens up the channel.
Yeah.
So easy. If he had run forward and then moved across, you cut down the angle to step back in. But he panics a little bit. Flies out sideways, huge hole, just giving him, it's made the decision easy for Simmons, giving him an easy option to score under the post. And
not convinced by Maxime Mermoz these days. Like, I know he was a wonderful player, but
it's what I will say though is that's an incredibly hard position to defend. You get really isolated because
but not just that moment. I mean,
no,
the last season or two, like, I tell you, he was really good. Matt Kvesic was really, really good.
Yeah, I saw you tweet about that.
He played really, really well, carried well, tackled well, good over the ball. I saw him after the game, a quick chat with him after the game. He is an absolute unit.
Really?
Mate, honestly, he's always had a big arse and legs.
Yeah.
He is an absolute unit. And I saw him warming up and I was like, look at the pipes and shoulders on him. Like, because he hasn't played shed loads down there. He's probably been in the gym a bit. But I thought, there's no point in having all that if you're not nailing people. And I think, I could be wrong, I think it was Simon Hammersley that gathered a kick and stepped inside and went for a gap.
And Kresic absolutely drilled him, like buried him. And I was like, there you go. That's it.
Oof. That's why I don't miss rugby.
Boof. Yeah.
Toby Flood, it was a nice break by Latu off the base of a scrum. Comes into Toby Flood's hand. But what I like is he just straightens ever so slightly.
Yeah.
And throws a lovely ball to Sanotti, I think. But if he just crabs across field, the whole defenders crab across. But
makes it easy.
But when he gets the ball, just ever so slightly straightens, holds the defence, great pass, and eventually it comes back into, I think it's Hammersley, finishes off the try. But close all the way through to that game. And they had two chances. One, potentially to win it with a penalty. The other, to draw and go into extra time, Newcastle. Yeah. And nowadays, kickers have to be able to kick from the 40-metre line because the game is about breakdowns. There's a lot of penalties now.
Yeah.
You do need
a long ranger.
A long ranger.
A lone ranger.
And you'd like to think both of those could get a 40-metre kick.
Yeah.
But they both fall up short slightly.
I was surprised at that, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like with golf, with me driving. You know, sometimes they don't always go 350. Sometimes they go 300. So it's sometimes can be the connection.
What's your longest drive? Don't lie.
I don't know, mate. Just par four, tee to green, whatever that is.
What would it be roughly in yards?
I don't know, 290, 300.
Not 350.
Carry. And then the bounce after. But yeah. But Simmons then kicks a fairly simple penalty.
High pressure, though.
Yeah, in terms of the field, but that'll probably be the biggest kick he's ever taken in a semi-final.
Yeah.
And fair play to him, he gets it. He's looked
great.
He's looked good all the way through his competition.
Lovely kid.
Even so, lovely kid.
Yeah. Really, really nice. I thought they look fab. And it's one of those things that, to be honest, not really bothered who wins it. We're going down there, aren't we, to Kingsove on Sunday, but I'm not really bothered who wins it, but you know,
I'm just glad it's close to home.
I can't see Chiefs losing that. I tell you what, on the sideline, when Falcons were kicking for the draw, I'm there with banners, looking at each other and like, if this goes over, we're not in the car for an extra half an hour minimum.
Yeah.
So think about it. We both had dinner dates for the night.
Yeah.
We got to get back, kid.
But, you know, there was a couple of opportunities for Newcastle and it's harsh, but you have to take those opportunities, you know, if you want to get through the finals.
Yeah.
But they've had a good season in the Prem anyway.
Hey, let's just say good luck to both teams. Eh?
Exactly.
It's a West Country team versus a West Country team at a West Country ground, so West is best.
You've said no to questions, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did some questions on the other pod, and also I'm starving, mate.
What are questions?
What is a question?
Can you answer a question with a question?
Well, I'll ask you the same thing. I'm starving, and I want to walk into Cardiff for a bit of food, please.
Okay, fine. But before we go, we have to have our bet of the week.
Let's bet on the Anglo-Welsh Cup final.
That
Kingsove,
we're both
3 o'clock
at
Sunday. Chiefs against Bath. I'm going to start proceedings by saying Exeter by 8 points.
I'm going to say Exeter by 10 points.
Should we go nine?
Yeah.
Let's go nine.
So we're going Exeter by 9 points or more against Bath this Saturday, Anglo-Welsh final. Leo Vegas, bet of the week.
If you haven't got the money, don't bet it. All right, don't.
Don't go to Cheltenham either.
Oh, we're off to Cheltenham tomorrow, aren't we, boy?
Yeah.
Lash Car.
Oh, Ladiators.
One-way ticket to Lashville, Tennessee.
You can't get any more lads on the trip.
Champagne reception, 10:45. Stop that.
How much?
Bubbles for everybody.
How much
champagne
for champagne?
For everybody.
I'll have two.
Yeah. I love it. It's like free bar, champagne excluded.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, it should be a bit of fun. I bloody love the horses as well.
The problem is I don't get that pissed on Guinness, but I like Guinness. So I will tomorrow, after the champagne reception, there is a good chance that I will drink 15 pints of Guinness over the course of a day. That is a lot of booze.
You will be at the toilet regularly.
I know, that doesn't, I'll be doing wheeze, but the whole Guinness poo thing doesn't happen to me.
Does your wee come out black then?
No, it comes out like wee-wees.
Still got blood of you.
Since the bike ride. Been squatting deep lately.
Well,
nice imagery, everyone.
Yeah,
goodbye.
That's the end of our pod.
Bye.
Bye.